This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton is on a tear. She was on all five Sunday talk shows yesterday, and today she picks up an important endorsement. Joining us now is Day to Day regular and Slate.com's chief political correspondent, John Dickerson. Hi, John.
Hello, Madeline.
Okay, so this key endorsement is from Evan Bayh. He is the Democratic senator from Indiana. Why is this important?
Well, it's important for two reasons. One, he's a moderate senator from a red state, and it's important for Hillary to pick up endorsements from people in all across the political spectrum, and this is a good one for her in terms of sort of the general election. But it's also interesting because somebody like Bayh is a potential vice presidential candidate, and it looks here like he sort of placed his bet on Hillary if he wants to be vice president, and that, again, just sort of makes it more clear than ever that she's the front runner in the Democratic primary.
And in the latest national Gallup poll, she holds a 22-point lead over her closest rival, Senator Barack Obama. This is obviously a national poll, and the primary system is a state-by-state contest. So do national polls matter when it comes down to the state primaries?
They don't matter as much as the states. The states really do matter. The good news for Hillary Clinton is that she's doing very well in the states as well, better in New Hampshire and South Carolina than in Iowa, where they are all bunched together. But for her, she's looking pretty good in the states and the national polls.
What about in Florida? Now, Florida is angering the Democratic Party by insisting on holding an early primary. Is she doing well in Florida, and is Florida really going to buck the Democratic Party?
Yeah, Hillary Clinton's doing very well in Florida. And yes, apparently the Democratic Party has told their national bosses, forget about it. They've dismissed the threat of losing their 210 delegates at the nominating convention. And now we'll have to see what happens when the eventual nominee of the party is picked, what they'll do about this Florida problem. But it's unresolved, and it's a little embarrassing for the Democratic Party.
Well, could they really say, no, Florida, we don't want your votes?
Well, this is the threat they've made, and Florida has said, well, we don't buy the threat. The Democratic candidates running in the primary have pledged not to campaign there, but of course they're raising money in Florida. And so what's going to happen now when those people writing checks talk to the Democratic candidates, or their staffers anyway, and say, hey, look, we want to be a player in this nominating process, and if you want our money, you might want to change your position on Florida's moving its primary up to the 29th of January.
Okay. Anything exciting going on in the Republican race?
Well, it's exciting because it's all over the map. The Republican Party has Mitt Romney doing well in the early primary states, but then has Fred Thompson and Rudy Giuliani doing extremely well later in the polls in states that come later and in the national numbers. So it's very much in flux. And they've skipped a debate this week on PBS focused on minority issues, and there's a little bit of infighting in the party about the fact that it basically appears like the men running to run the Republican Party really don't care about minority figures, and Newt Gingrich and Jack Kemp have spoken out about this, but it doesn't seem to have changed the mind of the people running for the nomination.
Slate.com's chief political correspondent, John Dickerson, thank you. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.